Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is WGN Television 9.
Channel 9.
Channel 9, Chicago.
Chicago.
Coming to you from atop the John Hancock Building.
From WGN-TV in Chicago, welcome to the world's greatest newspaper television podcast. I'm Brian Say.
And I'm Ross McAbee. If you're a first-time listener, you can catch all the episodes of this amazing podcast anywhere you get your podcasts. So subscribe, download, listen, and repeat.
That's right. On today's episode, a really big guest, one of our biggest. He's a stand-up comic, the District 22 champ, and he holds down the sports fort on the WGN Morning News. Ladies and gentlemen, Pat Tomasulo.
Yeah, woo! Baby.
Yes.
Thank you, fellas.
All right, first question.
Well done. Very natural.
Thank you.
Very natural. Thank you. Yes. Why do I feel like I'm at an FBI interrogation?
Because
right
you
now?
Are.
Yeah, it looks.
I
like...
got like the good cop and the bad cop, and yeah, I'm
which
you,
one's
you've
which?
Isolated
the
me
needle
here.
Is jumping all over.
Which
here,
one's which?
Really, it's more like bad cop and bad cop.
Oh, ooh, that's wow. Hurtful.
Anyway,
I mean, like you're so good, you're bad. That's what I mean.
Oh, okay.
Like,
you don't
that's,
mean that.
Yeah, bad no,
the
I bone.
Don't lie to
but
us.
I'm trying to
yeah.
Save your feelings.
I
asked you about this earlier in the hallway, but what color is your suit? It's beautiful. And
I would
love
consider
it.
This a plum.
Yeah. Hmm.
That would be
I
that would
it.
Be my designation. What would you guys call this?
I was going to go, it looks purple in this light, but
yeah.
I mean, plum is
I
a,
don't know why I had an argument with somebody over the color of this suit, and they kept insisting it was purple. And I don't know why it might have been that day, but it really pissed me off that day. Mm. It's not purple.
Easy.
It's plum.
Yeah.
Right? It's a plum suit, and then so when you just said purple, I kind of got like that.
It triggered you.
Triggered me a little bit. It got me. I was like, no, it's Ross. Ross is nice, unlike
yeah.
that
yeah.
son of a gun
and I,
who argued with me that
right.
day.
I actually like the suit a lot.
Thank
That's
you.
Your,
I'm saying.
Your bicep looks really good
yeah.
right now.
Well,
actually,
you know, I take care of myself.
Yeah. Man.
I don't. I wasn't going to bring it up, but seeing that you did, if you want to.
No,
talk more about it.
We can move on.
Okay.
So let's start at the beginning.
Yeah. You have a whole
yeah.
list
some
of
stuff
questions
to talk about. Is that okay?
Of,
we had a
yeah.
lot of stuff to get to.
Right,
you have
ahead.
An appointment.
Dirty laundry.
You have an appointment to get
Ooh.
To. So.
I do. Yeah.
Let's start at the beginning.
Busy man.
You went to the College of New Jersey. I just want to say I Googled notable alumni from that yeah. institution. I didn't recognize any of them.
Right.
But get this. You weren't even among the notable alumni. So
why would I be? They've lost track of me since I left.
They don't care about you?
No, you who did go there? I think, Anthony Scalia went there, didn't he?
Oh. Did he?
Yeah, the Supreme Court Justice,
yeah.
I believe, went there. Not at the same time as me.
Yeah, I would hope
I'm
not.
Much, much younger.
Yeah.
And who else went there? The Lucas Brothers, the
oh.
comedians. You know those twins,
mm-hmm.
the Lucas Brothers?
Hmm.
They went there.
Oh.
And that's
probably,
all I can think
So that's some
of.
Good crop there.
Who else
you.
Went there? I don't know, but I did. My high school did produce me and Sammy Sweetheart from Jersey Shore. So maybe you want
oh.
to talk about
it. Oh, interesting.
My high school had much more notable alumni.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't really know who else went to the College of New Jersey. I've stopped paying attention since I left.
I don't want to interrupt, but I
no.
have to.
Go
if you
ahead.
Could just get as close to the mic as possible because they aren't made for... They're shitty. And so you're all over because you yell and then I have to turn it down, which is fine.
Right.
But then when you're talking normally, it's very low. So
right.
it's just difficult. This happens with Ross all the time. He doesn't know how
sure.
to talk. See how I'm right up to the microphone?
Right.
And
I don't
my
think
levels are
you're
perfect.
Literally my lips are touching
that's
the
how
microphone
it should be.
Now.
That's exactly how it
is. A really
be.
Good organic moment.
Right.
Yeah.
That I could cut for social media.
That's how you know it's going to be
it's
a good podcast
beautiful.
When the guest is asked to help.
Produce right. it. Properly.
Produce the.
Yeah. Well,
podcast.
These are the microphones we were given. And
sure.
Think
not,
about
no,
thoughtful
okay.
answers
that's
to our questions.
Yeah. Just
think
worry
about
speaking
into the
speaking
mic.
Speaking at an even cadence and not, okay, Brian, is this
yeah.
a good
so,
cadence
perfect.
And good for you
to
have?
I don't have to edit anything. Make
right,
it
yeah.
easier on
yeah.
him, okay?
Yeah.
Kidding aside, why did you get into sports broadcasting? Why did that interest you?
Well, I think at the time I was a huge... I'm sorry. Let me get closer to the microphone.
Come on.
You know, I grew up as a big sports fan. Is this good? Can you hear me now?
That's perfect. Yeah, you sound all right. You sound really great.
Yeah. No, I grew up as a sports fan, and I didn't know what the hell I wanted to do. I started out as a business major because that's what my brother did in college, and I didn't know. So I was like, all right, I'll be a business major. Here's the thing: I'm pretty terrible about math, and I don't give a crap about business. So then I did something with the TV station. And it was kind of like the same way I got into comedy by seeing people at an open mic. I saw a college TV station. I'm like, man, these people are awful. Mm-hmm. I could be just as awful as these people. Sure. So I did it. Turns out it was pretty easy. Really just reading words off a machine and talking about sports. And people are like, I understand. But like the first time I tried, I'm like, this is all it is? You people are having a hard time. You're just reading this stupid machine. And the teacher was like, oh, my God, you're a natural. I'm like, a natural? I'm just sitting here reading. That's these... dummies can't do this.
Right.
So, I mean, I know this will, I don't want this to sound cocky, but it was very easy.
Yeah, sure.
You know, like doing stand up is hard. Reading off a word machine is pretty freaking easy. And I was like, well, I could do this.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to do comedy too. And I'm like, worst case scenario, I'll just be I'll have a job as a sportscaster because that's fun too.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of how it happened.
You just not get nervous, I mean, either.
For TV?
You know, I think that's a lot of people. They get up there
No, because it was so bad. Like, I was like, there's nobody watches this. Like, it was the kind of thing, like, we had the campus TV news. We would all watch it occasionally, like, just to make fun of it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they're not going to make fun of me because I can speak clearly. At least they'll be like, well, this guy sucks, but not as bad as the rest of them. I didn't care.
All right.
Does that answer the question?
Yeah,
that was a roundabout way.
I have more stuff to read here.
Okay.
So you have a bit of a sardonic persona on television, but really you're a pretty stand-up guy.
Yeah.
Paul Conrad told me that when you applied here, you interviewed with Larry, Robin, and Paul, and you sent each of them a handwritten thank you note.
Sure.
Paul said that made a big impact on him. This is a two-part question.
Yeah, yeah.
Number one, did your parents do an okay job raising you?
Meh. How long is this podcast?
And that's the real question.
Boy.
But really, the real
you're
question.
You're really diving into...
the real question.
You
though.
Really want to get to, you know, you my psychological defects. Yeah, let's... Yeah.
The real question, though, is, you know, you're the young guy in the morning show. You started here when you were 27. Those other three were nearing their 40s.
Yeah.
Have they always made you feel welcome despite that age gap?
oh, God. Which part do you want me to tackle first?
All of it. I'm a regular Terry Gross, man.
What is the question, though? You went from me being sardonic and sending a thank you note What do you want me to say?
Whatever you want to say.
Yeah, they've always... Yeah, as much as they make anybody feel welcome, you've worked here long enough. It depends on the day.
Sure.
I mean, fair. You know, some days, some days don't get within 8 feet of them.
Then let's get back to your parents. Did they do an okay job?
What do you think? You're sitting here with me. Did they? You answer that question. I mean, I don't want to get into what's going on in my head because that's a never-ending discussion.
Right.
Yeah, they did fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just mean, when Paul told me that story, I was like, oh, okay. I could see Pat doing that.
Well, I get like, you know, people think like, oh, you know, you have a certain sense of humor. And people think like that's mutually exclusive of, no, you can
being a
be
good person.
Multiple right. things at once. Just because that's my sense of humor doesn't make me a monster.
Right.
Like, you know, like people, like I'll get people like, oh, I know you hate kids. I'm like, what am I, a psychopath?
Right.
I don't hate kids. It's just fun for comedy, you know? Like, I'm a smart ass, but you can also be a smart ass and be a decent human being too. Like, you know, they don't have to be separate things.
Well, that's what I'm trying to explore here. I want to cut right into that.
No, go ahead. Let's get deeper.
Well, that's really it. How much deeper can we go? What more do you want to talk
whatever
about?
Whatever you want to, I'll get deep.
I wanted to dive into the fact, I mean, we talked about like you getting into sports broadcasting, but I think when I watched WGN in high school and you were on, not to make you feel
God.
Old, I'm sorry.
How old were
come
you
on, man.
At the time?
I don't know.
How old are you now?
In high school, he was 16.
God, 30.
You've been here that long, have you not?
Yeah, 14 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, like, when I started watching you,
last time.
And I was just so tired of, I just heard what he said.
Yeah.
I just remember watching SportsCenter and stuff, and I was like, and then I'd watch WGN, and I'd watch you, and I would just die laughing, I thought.
Yeah.
And all my friends were like, Pat's hilarious. The way that you took sports, and, you know, you always have a funny aside to start a highlight.
Yeah.
You're looking at, I mean, kickers is
well,
something
dude,
we
like
do, but you find the funny part of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like nobody's watching. It's nobody's watching sports on TV for sports.
Right.
Like, who's? I could see all the highlights and every score I want within 2 seconds after I wake up. Like, nobody's gonna watch you because you're giving information. I mean, yeah, you got to give information, but like, unless you're.
But you were doing that before phones were giving us everything.
But he was doing it when like SportsCenter was trying to be.
Yeah, because that's cool, the thing. Like that. But that was the thing too. Like, nobody's. I don't know if you say this, but I don't know that anybody's really watching the newscast, the local newscast for sports.
Sure. Yeah,
for the most part.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
You have to have those people and have them.
You can go to other avenues.
Content across multiple platforms. But nobody's watching, like, the morning sports guy. Like, no sports fan is watching me in the morning to hear about sports. So when I took the job, I was like, well, who's the viewer? The viewer is like, my goal, I always tell Nick, the producer, I'm like, with highlights, with anything we do, is you just want to get somebody to look up from their cereal. Like, you want to get somebody who's making their coffee to just look up. So what can you say that's going to get somebody's attention? What can you do that's going to be outrageous? What can you, you know, and that's the audience. The audience that watches our show, I mean, yeah, they, you know, you have a lot of diehard sports fans who watch our show, but diehard sports fans are going to watch, you know, ESPN, or they're going to watch, you know, Good Morning Football or any of those. So you have to appeal to somebody who's a casual sports fan.
So your style was born out of necessity, the need to get the attention of the audience.
I think it was a good marriage of that's just my natural style with it, and that's just what I think needed, you know, to be done.
That was always my thing.
Like, I never took it seriously. I mean, dude, you know, when you're a kid, like, you live and die with sports, right? And then as you get older and you're an adult and you have responsibilities and you have a wife, you're, you know, raising money to fight diseases, you're like, yeah, it's not going to ruin my day if they lose. Right. Like, you know, so I think I was always like, sports is a distraction to me. Like, I don't live and die with it. I couldn't imagine being in a locker room every day, having to talk to these guys about their go routes and that, you know, why they didn't run the play action pass. And some people do love doing that. I'm not knocking that.
Right.
But for me personally, I would rather smash my head through that drywall than do that.
Yeah. Right. We had Paul on our podcast a few months ago.
Yeah, you mentioned that. How was this going in comparison to his?
So far, so good.
Yeah.
No complaints.
That wasn't very
convincing. We're like 10 minutes into this.
All right. You know, I don't have any jail stories.
Paul's so bubbly.
Which, by the way,
we asked him who his favorite person was when we had him on, Larry, Robin, or you, and he said, Robin, does that hurt your heart?
Yeah.
Should we?
Yeah, I didn't. I thought that was going to go. I thought that was going to go a different direction.
I know.
I thought you were going to be like,
you said you. How do you feel about
you
that?
You asked me before.
That's how I thought that was going
to
go.
You asked me before we did this.
Yeah.
If I was going to try to make you cry, this is that moment.
Yeah.
So.
No, I don't have tear ducts.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I'm incapable of crying. Okay. Can I try to make you cry, or
if you want to?
Yeah.
What do you got? Bring it on.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's go pile on you two.
Anyway, no, let's...
When was the last time you talked to your parents?
I think I need to call them right now, actually.
You know they're going to die one day.
Oh, my.
Jeez, man. So are yours. Probably sooner than mine.
You going to cry?
I'm going to have to edit this out of the podcast.
All right, boys.
They're going to die soon.
Hey, your dog's going to die soon.
I know. I already had one die.
Stop it.
It sucked.
Don't bring the dogs into it. Family, you want, don't bring the dogs in.
All right, let's
anyway, here's something.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite person on the morning show?
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, God. That's...
You can't say
how
Paul.
Many listen, yeah, sure, I could say Paul.
I said Robin.
I love Anna, though, too. Anna and I are very good friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not going to say him. Screw him now. Yeah, he's dead to me.
Right.
Wait till I see him tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm done. That was a good bait and switch right there.
Yeah.
That you're bringing it up because you're going to be like, he said
my parents are going to be really upset with you when they listen
why?
To this.
Why? Oh, that's right.
Because you said they're
going to
die. Yeah, you did the other day. They really liked you.
Well, they know.
And then now.
They're not going to die anytime soon.
You don't know
I'm
that.
I'm just
everyone's
trying to
mortal.
Plant that seed with you.
I'm aware.
And you think that
I'm
one
aware
day,
of mortality.
They're going to be gone.
Take a Kleenex.
I'm fine.
Wipe your tears.
Of all the crappy bits you've done on the morning show.
That wasn't written down before.
I'm just a jaded, angry interviewer now. What's
you're
your favorite?
You're going to have to narrow that down.
Of all the bits you've done.
When we were doing the 25th anniversary show, like, it is so true. Like, So, like, I'm my own worst critic. Like, I could have something that crushes, like, especially with stand-up, and I'll hate it a week later. Mm. But I know that's just my knee-jerk reaction to being a perfectionist. But there are some things, like, when we were doing the 25th thing, and I was looking back at some of those old bits, I was like, I thought that was funny at the time.
Yeah.
And I think it was the one I played, the one where I dressed up like Cupid in a flesh-colored bodysuit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I went around and I was throwing rose petals.
Yeah. Yep.
And I swear to God, it was 12 degrees that day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I could have cut ice with my nips. Let me tell you. I was glad I was wearing a diaper that day.
Yeah.
Because it covered up.
Right.
My tiny wing.
But the actual question is... Yeah. Of all the bits you've done, what's your favorite? What's your proudest?
Oh, man, I don't know. Proudest?
What do you sit back and you're like, oh, man, that was...
I guess you only really do funny bits.
No, what's serious work that you've done on the morning show? Because you've done some of that, too, but we'll get to that. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
All right, how about your biggest miss?
I just told
Cupid.
Cupid was a miss.
I rerun that a lot. I'm sorry.
The Cupid one?
Yeah, didn't I run it like last year?
I don't know. Did you?
Pretty sure.
I don't remember.
You were like,
what the hell else did I?
It was funny.
You know which one I always loved was, I always loved the Jets one.
When you're all
around the draft. I like that
Toomey
one.
And Hoover?
That was just fun. That was fun. It was such an easy, that was like, you know, one of those things like the execution just falls in your lap.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, sometimes you're doing a bit and you're like, oh, is this funny? Is this good? Mm-hmm. Is this going to suck? Like 30 seconds into that piece, I was like, oh, this is this is great. And then it was just, you know, then it was fun.
Yeah.
Same with close what was the Hawks one when you guys went?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With
the Stanley Cup?
Container.
Yeah,
when you had Stanley Cup.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was another one, too. Yeah. That was fantastic.
That whole premise is very,
Thank you.
Preparing for this interview, Paul told us that you spent your very first Thanksgiving in Chicago with the Conrad family, his brothers, his mom, the whole nine. Can you tell us how that was, what that was like?
It was like sitting at a table with eight Paul Conrads.
Oh.
Like, they all look alike, they all laugh alike, or at least his brother. You know, like, you know, like all laugh. Hey, it's just like across the, give me the mashed potatoes. All right there, Paul. Hey, Christopher. And they all, like, have the same mannerisms, and they have the same... And also, his wife put together a hell of a place setting.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot about a person if they could put together a place setting. I don't know how to put it together. I put paper towels. I don't even use real napkins.
Right.
She put together some heck of a Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm. Yeah.
It was fun. It was very nice of him. Yeah. He's got some castle over there, huh?
Yeah.
You ever been in that place?
Really we've been trying to get him over there. Yeah. If you could sneak us in.
I haven't been over there since he did the roof.
Oh, my
God. Oh.
Yeah.
Please, when you do.
I'm looking to move. When I move... You guys won't be invited over there either. Oh. But
we haven't been invited where you live now, so we wouldn't really expect that. Yeah.
Not much to see. No, that was very nice of him to invite me over. Did he say anything about me at his first Thanksgiving?
No. Well, he wasn't sure if you were a part of the family football game. Do you remember whether or not
I was not a part? You were excluded. Went over there. No, I don't. Yeah.
You got there too late.
Play by play.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I guess I was excluded.
Well. I don't know.
I didn't even know there was a family football game until now. Yeah. So
they
thank
probably
God
made
that.
You go home.
You got a lot of stuff.
They didn't want me to dominate. Yeah. I was a virile 27-year-old with no sports injuries yet. I would have crushed every one of them.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, I guess you got a lot of stuff to work out with Paul after this.
I do have a lot to work out.
Especially
with Paul.
Now that I'm going to
bring
tell
it up
you this.
In the tech segment tomorrow.
That's rough.
He told me as I was.
He
talking
told
to him,
you the tech segment was his idea.
Was it?
No.
Was it your idea?
I don't remember.
Definitely wasn't Larry and Robbins.
No.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Why do
that
they
is
have,
my favorite segment, by
why
the way.
Do they have... Do you think that's a put-on, or do you think some of it is authentic, that they what? Hate that segment?
I think Robin probably is just being, you know... Pat.
But you think Larry hates it?
I think Larry hates it when we do it for more than, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah
right.
Because he thinks we're just... goes on.
Right.
But I actually think it's one of we the should
funniest run a piece
segments.
About
I love
an more. We should run a piece about an archdiocese instead, or...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, it is my favorite.
Or an alien mafia
ring. It is legit
ring.
My favorite segment.
Thank you.
Because you and Paul are hilarious, but
it's
also...
It's unpredictable.
We've had
that,
so many...
But then also, I love audience interaction. The premise of audience interaction is,
Don't get me wrong. I love a good band I've never heard of to end the show, too. But if...
Yeah.
My second favorite way to end the show... would be.
Whenever I line produce, I'm like, let's go as long as we can on text.
But the best part of the text thing is,
I love those bands.
It's either really, really funny and good,
yeah,
or it's like falls super flat, and that's almost funny.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you talking
too.
About I Want Your Text or the band?
No, I want your text. Either one.
Because I love a good folk band that's going to be at City Winery on a Tuesday night. That's always my favorite part of the show. I think people are waiting for that.
In talking to Paul before this.
Are you guys going to get in trouble for this?
I don't care. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. How could we?
Paul said, Pat is a high integrity, high character kind of guy.
Oh, God, don't, but doesn't it make you uncomfortable when Paul starts talking like then, right? Like every now and again when Paul posts on Instagram, he's like, I just am blessed to have this person. I'm right. Like, what? Aren't you the guy that was doing fart noises right. under his arm earlier today?
He posts he loves his kids.
Yeah,
it's like, really?
We get it.
Well, it's kind of like you and how you're a good person,
yeah,
but you also have a personality.
Like that. No, he's
don't.
Like a greeting card.
You mostly post
I'm things. Still tongue-in-cheek. Like, even when I talk about my wife, I'm like old hot pants
I don't think
over
gratitude
here.
Is the worst thing in the world, frankly.
I have a lot of gratitude. Yeah. I'm filled with gratitude.
What did he Are end you? His quote with, Brian?
Yeah, so he said, Pat is a high integrity, high character kind of guy, but then he ended it with, he's a fool. So...
How did he say it, though?
He's a fool.
You guys work that out.
That's open-ended.
You have stuff to talk with him about, I think.
You guys talk
He said, Pat is a high character,
high integrity guy.
But he's a fool. How did he say it? Did he say, but he's a fool? Or did he say, well, you know, he's a fool? Because it all depends on
the
elocution.
And the, yes, right, yeah.
If he said, like, he's a fool, I guess he means he thinks, like, I'm, you know, crazy and funny.
And wacky.
But if he's like, he's a fool, maybe he thinks I'm a fool for being a high character guy.
We're going to go with the latter, because that was he was punctuating the fact
that... He's a fool!
Like that?
No, no, no.
He was punctuating the fact that you're high character by saying that you're a fool because you're high integrity. Yeah.
Doesn't please, serve you well in this business.
Please just keep doing Paul.
Hey,
yeah.
Let's. Where's that water bottle from? The Uranus. Waka waka waka. Hey, I'll move it up on my prayer list.
What's so wrong with that? What's bad? Well, I don't understand your beef here with the Paul doing.
List?
Well, no, Paul's putting good messages out into the world. That doesn't bother me.
No, it doesn't bother me. I didn't say it bothered me. I just said it's always like, all right, for
it's
instance.
Enough already?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay,
it's
then let's,
just, it's such a departure.
Right.
All right, so for instance, I posted this video today of a boomerang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that happening
after
live.
That, he'll post that a picture of like a beautiful skyline saying like, blessed to enjoy this skyline with my beautiful family.
Well, of course he is, because
like,
of that West Loop rooftop.
You just smacked me on my ass on boomerang. You can't, like that's mine. I try and keep
They're
my
not mutually
Instagram.
Exclusive, Pratt.
Right.
He's,
it comes
he's
back
a
to
multidimensional
the same thing you talked
human.
About.
This is what I'm trying to break
Why don't
down for you.
You and Pat are
here.
You and Paul
let
are
me give you a for
that
instance.
Out. Yeah. You're going to figure it out.
No.
And I'll give you a for
we're
instance.
We're going to move on. No, if you got something good, I don't want to move on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
What do you got?
Keep asking me questions.
Well, we're going to take a shift here.
Totally.
So.
Are you, I thought you just said we're going to take a commercial break.
We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm trying to find a picture I posted of my wife. Are we really taking?
No, we don't have commercials. We got to fill this dead air, man. Find what you're looking for. I don't know how we get out of this. Could you do more Paul while you do it at least?
Yeah. So on our anniversary,
hey, and we're back.
What did I write?
17 years ago today, I met this beauty in a dive bar in Rhinelander, and I just want to say, honey, you're welcome for me saving you from being hit on by your younger brother's old-ass little league coach. He was a creep. See you when I get off work tonight.
Right.
Okay.
And I'm celebrating her.
Yeah, sure. That's lovely.
Right? And she's beautiful, and there's a... But, you know, that's just
but
me.
Still
I stay on brand.
Yeah.
Oh, right, because you were talking about how it was creepy and you
not
saved
everybody
her.
Needs to...
You were the hero in that story, though, so...
I was.
Yep.
Always the hero. All right, let's talk about food.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
Yeah.
You and Larry supposedly have six-packs. You guys don't eat carbs?
You want to feel my muscles?
No, can we see
Do you have a six-pack
six
right
pack
now? Can we see
It's more like a four-pack right now.
Come on,
I mean, I don't show off.
No?
No.
All right.
But you saw the biceps.
Yeah. So you're showing off. So you're showing off.
All right.
Yeah.
Look at this. Ready?
Yeah.
You got
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. That is important. No,
his,
I cannot.
His chest muscles are moving. They're bouncing like Arnold. Yeah.
There you go.
Little anyway, show. I do think it's, I do think it's interesting. By People are very much into diets, workout plans, stuff like that. What kind of is your day-to-day? Do you have a certain regimen? What you eat, yeah. What you don't eat. I know we joke about it on TV all the time, but is there actual
Are you going to make me answer this sincerely? Do you think the people care about my diet?
I think they do.
Well, it's a
I think they do.
Maybe you could be an influencer.
I'm not as extreme as I might make it seem on television. Mm. You know, one or two days a week I'll have a cheat meal.
Okay. Mm.
But I usually steer away from sugar.
What's a cheat meal, though?
In bread.
Like you're going to have a burger? Like a lot of people probably like,
burger. Pizza or something.
Okay.
What do you like on your pizza?
I like a plain cheese.
Just a plain, what are you, six?
Yeah.
That's weird.
No, I just think simpler the better. Okay. I do like toppings, but you asked me what's my go-to. Yeah. Normally, I also like sausage and mushroom and onion. Okay. I mean, I like all different kinds, Brian, but you asked me what... What do I normally
Earlier you told me my parents were going to die, right? I get to ask you about pizza toppings. I get to peg
you on
pizza toppings.
Getting closer to crying?
Yeah. No, I'm not. Your parents are going to die too.
Mm. He's getting very angry.
All right. So let's try to make you cry. You had a show here at WGN. It's not with us anymore.
You're going to make me cry tears of joy.
Do you want to talk about it? We don't have to.
Yeah, go ahead. I got nothing to hide.
All right.
What do you want to know? Wait, we were still on food. I had a lot of lean protein.
That's a real backtrack.
A lot of water.
Yeah.
Okay. No. I'll get back to it, but I feel like I shortchanged that conversation. You know?
Yeah.
You only get one. Only get one body. That's why I look so youthful.
Lifting weights, not like yoga, Pilates.
4 or 5 days a week. Yeah, lifting. Do a little cardio, some HIIT training, some lifting. All right, now let's get back to serious business.
Well, we're in the office that you first occupied.
Yeah,
on Man of the People.
A lot of memories.
What
in
kind
here.
Of memories? What do you think of most when you were here?
What I remember most about being in here is that I'd like a real office. That's what I remember. I don't really.
Well,
want.
There were like three.
There were
here.
No. There were. Four or five of us at one point in this little office.
Yeah.
And then they moved us upstairs. But this is where the beginnings of Man of the People happened.
Yeah. What do you think, what was sort of your, I guess we'd ask you about the morning show. Yeah. On that show, what do you think was your greatest achievement? What do you think you, taking away everything you achieved?
Probably the fact that we got it on the air every week.
Sure.
I think each week in and of itself, getting a 22-minute long comedy show on TV with the staff we had was a pretty remarkable achievement, you know?
And not only, like a lot of people don't realize, it's not just 22 minutes of stuff, it's taking a whole tape show.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Cutting that down.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times, because sometimes we would... Like, you know, we tried timing the show out as best we could, but you never knew what was going to hit, what wasn't going to hit. And it's not like we had somebody, you know, like other TV shows have people dedicated to keeping time and seeing how long. We didn't have that. So some nights we'd do the show and we'd be like 7-8 minutes heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Like if a bit, like if we did like a live bit in studio and it killed, or, you know, the monologue was great. Like there were times we would cut out two entire stories from a monologue and cut out a tape piece. Which was a good problem to have because, you know, you can always cut. You can't put stuff in after the fact if you don't produce the material. So I think like it was a pain in the ass to cut the show down when that happened, but it was always a good luxury that we would have the extra stuff.
Sure. Are you happy with, I mean, obviously you're not happy about having ended, but.
Well, I mean, part of
what
it is,
you got
honestly.
In. Oh, you are happy.
Yeah, it was just, I mean, it was unsustainable, you know. It was unsustainable to do it with six people, you know, because it's not just doing a TV show. Like, none of these late night shows are successful because they have good, highly rated TV shows. If you look at the ratings, the ratings for late night TV are not that high. If you try and watch an entire show of a lot of these shows that are on Monday through Friday, you know, I don't think I'm speaking out of turn. Like, they're pretty unwatchable for a full hour.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it is, you know, you're producing a show, but you're also producing for the web, and you're disseminating content for the web, and you're disseminating content for every single social media platform, and you're curating it, and you're specializing it. It's like it's like a tripod. Like, it's not just the over the air. It's the YouTube. It's digital. It's social. It's the over the air product. And so to do all of that stuff, we just didn't have, you know, we needed triple the staff, and that was just never going to happen, right? So, I mean, it was great in that I think what we did with the size staff we had was, I mean, I think we did some really great stuff, but it was like, you know, it just, it was unsustainable for me personally, you know, physically, you know.
Well, I mean, a lot of people don't realize too. I mean, they see you in the mornings, but then they don't realize. So what are you doing after you leave
here? 5:30, 6 at night every day.
And then also a very, I mean, you did have a very dedicated people who would wanted to come in and actually watch the show live. And then we're following it
I mean, that
on
was
social media.
That was the only thing that kind of sucked about it was that the show did well. Like the numbers were good, especially for a Saturday at 10 o'clock.
Right. Which competing is against from what deathly. People actually know.
Right. Like, and, I mean, it's, you know, people go out. Right, Saturdays, right. Like if you take like if 50 people go out, then your ratings could drop, half a point. So it was good. I mean, it had a really good following. That's kind of the only thing that sucks about it was that, you know, I think it could have, you know, I don't know what we could have done differently, but it had a pretty good following. That sucks that for those people the show's not around. And there are things about it I miss, but I don't miss the. Workload. 7 day a week, stress.
Yeah,
of killing yourself. Just constantly trying to figure that thing out.
You and I, you had me on one of the bits when we met Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
and
not a day goes by that I don't regret it. But that's for
why
a different,
is that? That's not. Nice.
It kind of made things a little uncomfortable.
Around. Why?
She confided in me that.
Well, actually, there's a funny story that I wasn't planning to talk about, but
you kept looking at her.
I was not. This is slander.
This is according to her.
This is slander.
You didn't. I didn't see it.
He had no. For the record, he had no additional time. Than I did.
I did after you guys left.
No, we all left together.
No. She and I have kept up a correspondence.
No, there's been no.
That song, Lover. I may have consulted. A little bit.
No, but I was gonna drop on one knee and ask her to marry me. But one of your producers told me I shouldn't do that.
No,
and
you
not a day goes by that I regret at least not just getting the
you
joke out there.
You regret not doing that?
Yes. Asking a billionaire to marry me?
Yeah.
She would have been like, haha, you're so cute, but I don't
care.
Well, let's
put it this way.
I could tell forever.
If you would have done that and got our tape confiscated, you would have regretted a lot more.
Wouldn't be having this.
That was a 9-hour shoot.
Yeah.
I would have run you over with that van.
Right.
That's fair. I'm glad I didn't do
just
it.
Just a note, I got invited to be a part of that.
You did, and you didn't show up.
Yeah. I don't remember that.
Yeah, he's.
Oh, that's right. Did you just blow us off, or were you our first choice, and then we settled on Red over here?
No, he was in, and then I don't know. Maybe. I was probably first choice.
No, makes you sense. Definitely weren't.
Do you regret that? That you didn't get a chance to meet Taylor?
I regret not getting to be a part of your show.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
what a
bring
hug
Taylor
she
Swift
gave
into
me.
It.
It was really... really a good embrace.
Taylor
did you
Swift,
get hugged too?
Not so much, but spending time with you and
I tell
Terry
people,
would have been nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. I tell people
we don't
that,
spend enough time.
No,
together,
we don't.
Do we?
It's not about a celebrity
I feel,
to me.
I feel like, you know what, for the rest of this podcast, I'm just going to talk in your direction.
Should
no,
I
you
read?
Could be here, but I feel like I need to give Ross
more
ask
attention.
Him
a question. We're just going to be over here.
Yeah, ask the question so I can answer Ross the question. Do you want me to make more suggestive facial expressions to her.
Brian asked the question. Brian.
I was going to say something, but then you guys excluded me, and I don't feel like... No,
you're not excluded.
Well,
you're still here.
I forgot what I was going to say anyway. All right, the last question on Men of the People I was going to ask you was if you could just tell us about the time that Jeff Porter saved your life. Yeah, he was your photographer on Men of the People, and he literally saved your life.
Oh, yeah. We were on a tour bus.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ask Jeff this question?
I did. I texted him. We text.
We were on a tour bus. And we commandeered a tour bus and we picked up a bunch of unsuspecting tourists and I took them on like the real Chicago tour. And we were done and we were just driving around getting B-roll and I'm standing up. And usually the tour bus guy will tell you when to duck, when there's a tree branch or when there's something. There was a giant concrete overpass that we were, and I was standing straight up and he yelled to me to duck and I ducked.
At the right time.
But here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
Because I made the mistake of letting my wife see this video, and that really shook her up. But I don't think, like, I think it was very much the angle from which the camera, I'm sorry. I really think it was very much the angle from which it was shot, because it was facing up, and I really think, like, I had a good four feet.
Oh, okay.
But the way you see the video,
yeah.
it looks
like it was
like,
life or death.
I was going to
say. Because that would have been it. I would have been murdered. Right. Like, that was a concrete.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that seems a little bit like a lawsuit waiting to happen if you're on, like, a
one would think,
bus,
but I would
and
be
that would
dead.
Be...
I think she'd prefer me alive.
Right, right.
But she would have made out pretty well.
Right.
I,
a lawsuit, I wasn't saying that she should have cashed in on a lawsuit.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying.
If I was dead, she should have. But
right.
It could have been really bad. But I don't know how close I was. I think I would have been fine. line.
I remember what I was going to say. You asked about Taylor Swift's hugs. Whenever I tell that story, one of the best hugs I've ever gotten in my life.
She
it was like a 2-3 second, very close, tight embrace.
Genuine, Ross.
You would expect that from your mother, but not who I guess is going to die soon, according to you. But not Taylor Swift, the billionaire, who, you know, get away from me, plebe, you'd think.
She's
but
very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I almost felt bad, like, when we did that meet and greet, she was so nice that I felt like such a schmuck. Because I'm like, we're here doing a comedy bit. And she, like, I don't think she, like, she was so genuinely nice. And I'm like, we have a bunch of old dudes coming to mess up, you know, mess around at your show. She's like, oh, you guys. And then, like, she started talking to us, remember? I'm like, I was like, all right, thank you. She's like, well, no, tell me. Are you guys having fun? Like, I was like, no, we're good. Like, I didn't want it. Like, I felt so guilty. I'm like, I don't want to monopolize any more of this woman's time. She's like, are you guys here? It's so great to have you.
You're going
to
love the show.
You are the nicest person. Yeah. We weren't even staying for the show.
We didn't.
She's like, are you guys excited? Yeah, we did. And we're like, yeah. Show's going to be great. We're like, get out of here after this.
We're going to shoot some more stuff.
Well, that was before a new album, so.
God, we shot entirely too much with that piece.
Yeah, I bet you could have made that 10 minutes longer.
We could have made it 10 minutes shorter. That piece could have been about 3 minutes shorter.
Oh, okay. We good on Taylor Swift? You've shared everything.
You're really good about her?
You're up next.
Yeah, no, right. I was just, you know, you got a lot more time than you did 6 months ago. Yeah. We touched on that.
Yeah.
Doing a lot of comedy. Seen a lot more comedy.
Yeah, dude. I was still doing... the first like 6 to 9 months I was only doing comedy a couple times a month, stand up, just because I had to see my wife at some point.
Did you miss it?
Yeah. You know what? When I was doing the show and I started like after a year, I was working, you know, the clubs most weekends again. And it was, I loved doing it because compared to what my days were like here, going up on stage for 10, 12 minutes and being able to do whatever I want and nobody told me what to do. It was so, not that anybody told me what to do here, but when you're doing a TV show, it's like you got to involve 8 different departments and you got to clear this and clear that and deal. It was like 20% of my day was actually spent writing and performing comedy. So when I would do stand up, it was just me. It was so freeing, you know? So, yeah, I definitely missed a lot. And then, so now, yeah, I'm doing, you know, anywhere between 4 and 7 shows a week.
Wow.
You know, getting up during the week and then hitting the clubs on the weekend. And just trying to figure out what the next step is.
Does your wife come with you a lot? Or you just, you make it a you two out at night type thing? Or she just stays
home
with you?
No, dude, I would not take her. Go to a dive comedy club and see.
I don't know.
Not that they're all dive comedy. Most of the clubs I work at are wonderful.
Don't bite the hand.
You know, I'm not going to take her to like a bar and watch me do stand up for 20 people.
Saying. Right.
She loves seeing stand up, but she's you guys know a little bit about her and her health background. Mm-hmm. Usually by 7-8 o'clock at night, that's a wrap for her.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So, but no, she.
That's a wrap for me. 8 o'clock.
Right, dude. This is almost a wrap for me. I'm tired now.
Yeah.
Should we just skip the rest of this?
No, go ahead. You got 6 minutes.
Do I really?
Yeah.
Let's roll through.
You being serious?
Yeah.
Let's jump here.
I told you I got to be out at noon.
Let's jump.
You said 12:30.
No, I didn't.
I
got to
get
noon.
Out at noon.
I did not. What
puppy.
Did I just?
All right. Well, we got
what text? Read the text I sent you.
Everybody, stop. We need to triage this here. Mike D'Angelo.
How do you think this is going?
Photojournalist Mike D'Angelo told me that he's funnier than you.
Is
that true?
On a natural day-to-day level, yes. But he's funny because he's insane.
Yeah.
What are you pointing your notes for?
I'm trying to get us.
Are you giving him the
minutes.
Next question?
Yeah.
He has a lot of really good stories, too, like niche stories, like stories you're like, what?
No, he's one of the funniest guys I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't dispute that.
Mm. All right, what's on the record?
He's funnier because he likes hanging out with people. I'd rather be in my house. I could be funny on stage, but I don't want to be funny all the time.
Yeah, he's just,
He's just, funny, but he's a lunatic.
Yeah,
right.
That's why he's funny.
Right. So a lot of people, you get a lot of hate online. I know you don't really care.
Well, but I really wasn't aware of it until you just told me.
Why do you suck so much? I'm just wondering.
Why do you suck?
No, I feel like you get out of all people,
right.
you get such a visceral reaction.
Right.
It always strikes me like, what are these people's problems?
Is it because you have like a hot... No, because
it's the same...
You actually have
takes on things, like opinions?
Well, that's part of it. And it's the same 15 lunatics that leave the same comments all the time. I don't...
Tomasucco.
Right.
Like, really?
It's the same like 15 to 20 morons who... And maybe they're viewers of the show and their fans are so good for you. I don't really care if you don't like me.
Right.
It doesn't affect me in any way.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know. I think it's because people... People want you to fit in a box, and they want you to, you know, be a certain way that they think you should be, and and I'm not. And but yeah, like I get that. Like you'd get, I could post a piece on my page, and it'll get a ton of views. And then if it's posted on like the WGN pages, like you'll get, you know, people like, oh, this guy, screw this guy. Meanwhile, the thing's getting like 80,000 views.
And even if it's like something really, really funny, it's just the person's got to get in there.
I don't know. I think that's, I always tell people, like, if you want, in comedy, if you want people to hate you, get funnier.
Right.
Because the funnier you get, the more notoriety you get, the more people see your stuff, the more people are going to hate you. Right. Because that's just comedy.
For whatever reason.
So I don't know, man. I think maybe because my hard line is a little bit more comedic than anything, and it's kind of like pretty uncompromising that, you know, it might turn some people off. But as long as it turns a lot more people on than it does off, and as long as the people that it turns off are still talking about me, that's really all that matters.
Exactly. Right.
You know? Let them be pissed, but they keep boosting, you know, keep talking about it online, because that just keeps boosting those metrics and more people see it. So,
producer
Terry, people cutting the checks like it, I don't care.
It's very true.
Yeah. Producer Terry Barthel told us about a club you used to go to when you lived in New Jersey, Hunkabunka.
How does Terry know about Hunkabunka?
You have any good stories about Hunkabunka?
Hunkabunka? Hunkabunka was a. So, I grew up in New Jersey, which is like you've seen Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, people say like, oh, they're fist pumping. Mm. Yeah, I like the fist pumping.
Mm-hmm.
Which, now that I think about that movement, is
we
a little...
We get what you're doing.
Yeah. But in New Jersey, that's just dancing. Like, that's just dancing. What are you talking about? That's a thing?
What do you mean?
So, like, that's just how you dance.
That's how you dance? Okay.
So, Hunkabunka was like, that was like, you know, Guido Central, and I could say that because I'm Italian. Hunkabunka was like a big house music club.
Mm.
There was Hunkabunka, there was DJs, there was Stingrays, there was a lot of Rays involved here. It was just this big, freaking monstrous warehouse club.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's really all I have to say. Okay. A couple of my buddies DJed there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. You go for some hot Jersey ladies.
Yeah. Speaking of DJing, you were a wedding DJ.
Yeah.
Any good stories from that?
Did you ever ignore the requests of the brides on their wedding days?
Never the brides, but many a drunk guest.
Yeah.
Because the bride, she would, a lot of times the brides would have these lists of songs that they wouldn't play.
Right.
And then people would be like,
oh my God, yeah.
The bride would be like, I don't want to hear the chicken dance. And some drunk uncle would be like, hey, why ain't you playing a chicken dance? Yep. And I'm like, because Tammy said, no, hey, here's $5.
That was our wedding.
Dance.
That was
like,
honestly,
no,
we had a list.
I got a list. I got to listen to her. Right. It's her wedding. Hey, come on. Don't be an right. Play the song. And I'm like, no, I can't play the song. I got to.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I'm not tipping you anything now. I'm like,
Several people told us about your father's social media presence. Should we talk about that? Is it too hot for the world's greatest newspaper television podcast?
No, go ahead.
What about it? Tell us.
My father's...
Is he big?
No, he's, you know, he's like everybody's dad who stays home and watches Fox News and gets all frothy and riled up and then, you know, posts
shares everything.
Obama's an immigrant and all sorts of nonsense. And it bounces between that and a story about his latest customer service conquest.
Oh, sure.
Oh,
like,
okay.
He loves being able to get revenge on like whichever supermarket wronged him that day.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, so I get the beef home. I got three steaks and it's spoiled. So I go back and I says, listen, I'm not paying for this. And she's trying to exchange this. No, honey, you don't understand. I want my money back. And she gave me money. She gave me a voucher for $10 for more meat. I said, I don't want your voucher. That's a big thing for him too. Loves having fights with customer service reps on the phone.
Yeah.
That's a big thing. Love to get updated on those. Random pictures of people none of us have seen in 20 years. Look who I ran into last week at the store. I haven't seen this guy in 35 years. He sent me a text.
Is that a legit?
He'll never listen to this, but he sent me a text. This is so fantastic. I hadn't talked to him in 2 weeks. And he sends me a text. Yeah, must be, hey, son, how are you? What's new? What's new in your life? What are you doing? Ah, it's great to hear. He sends me a text out of the blue. Regards from Jeff and Greg Longo. Their dad passed away and I went to pay respects. That's it. Now,
that's what it
who are Jeff
after.
And Greg Longo?
Right.
Good friends of mine, right? Yeah. Nope. No. I played Little League with one of these guys when I was 10.
Yeah.
Haven't seen either one of them since.
Right.
But just want to let you know, some stranger's father passed away. They said hello.
Nothing about that's your day like, or how you're doing.
No. That's totally like Southside, like D'Angelo told us, you know, you big guy now? You're in the news?
Right.
Like,
yeah, hey, no, that Pat, doesn't, no, how was your day? What are you, crazy?
No.
What else?
So we don't normally do plugs, but you do a great thing.
Go ahead.
Laugh your face off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When's your next event? Tell us about it.
Guys.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Of course.
Yeah. No, we already set the date. It's going to be April 25th. Okay. I believe it's April 25th. That's a Saturday. So that's the big comedy fundraiser we do. My wife has a very debilitating pain condition called trigeminal neuralgia. So we are part of a foundation where we raise money for our own independent research projects that we fund. And this will be our sixth year doing it.
Wow.
And we've raised in 5 years, $1.75 million.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And so all the money goes directly to research. We're an all-volunteer foundation. I think like 2 cents on every dollar, 98 cents of every dollar goes directly to research, two cents to pay for administrative costs and all that stuff. And, you know, research is making great progress. It's always an incredible event, sells out every year. Last year we sold out in under a week. It's going to be at the Park West again. And you can join our email list at laughyourfaceoff.org.
We'll share that link.
Laughyourfaceoff.org.
Okay.
Did that tug at your heartstrings a little bit? Is that going to make you cry?
I'm dead inside.
You're a damn good person.
How's your love life going? You got any prospects?
All right, so it's time
Do you think you'll ever be a father?
Hey, let's jump into the lightning round.
What?
We're going to ask you a series of rapid-fire questions, and you have to answer honestly.
Are you
first
sad
up, Pat, best comedy show you've ever seen?
Hold on, we got to back up because that was not the right... That's not how we do the lightning round. You're ruining the lightning round.
I'm sorry,
man.
Go ahead.
It's time now for the lightning round. All right, we're going to ask you a series of rapid-fire questions. Yeah. You have to answer honestly.
You have to answer honestly.
Yeah.
You have to answer. Best comedy show you've ever seen.
Live or on tape?
Yeah, what's the question? Like a stand-up? Or like
I don't go to a lot of shows live. Okay. On tape, I think my favorite comedy special is probably Chris Rock, Bigger and Blacker.
Okay.
Favorite comedian of all time?
Oh, boy. I don't know that there's a one. I don't think I could say one. Chris Rock, Seinfeld, Bill Burr. And one who I don't think his name you can say publicly anymore. But up until like 2 years ago, everybody loved him.
Yeah. He's got red hair.
Listen, I'm going to say this. Still a great comic.
Yeah.
Still a great comic. Brilliant. I mean, I wouldn't really buy a ticket to a show.
Terrible.
I wouldn't pay to see him. Yeah. Right. But you can't erase everything you thought about the guy for 10 years while he was dominating comedy.
Yeah.
That's right. There you go.
Can you give us one word to describe Brian?
Fluffy. Like your face. I don't mean that about your body. You have like you got the beard and the hair, and you just look like a cuddly guy.
I am. Thank you.
No. I mean that complimentary.
Thank you.
You just seem like fuzzy and fluffy.
Okay. Now one word to describe Ross.
I'm winking.
That was the word.
Thank
you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Like thinking. Okay. That wasn't anything suggestive.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Can you, one word to describe both of us?
Morons.
Thank you. I knew it. I called it right before.
That was pretty good.
Is that what you predicted I would say?
Yeah.
That seems
or
right.
Or idiots.
I just, first of all, I'm going to continue this, but I want you guys to acknowledge and thank me that it's 12:07 and I'm still here.
I really appreciate
it. I do. Yeah. We literally have five minutes left.
Come on, let's go. Lightning.
I apologize
okay,
well, to
we're
my
trying.
Puppy.
You're interrupted.
Three minutes left.
Also at home.
You run a show with Shaq called Shaq Versus. What's Shaq like?
I probably talked to Shaq for about 8 minutes. So fine.
Okay. You have to pick one person to roast you 20 years from now. Who do you pick and why?
My wife, because I have thin skin and she'll know what she can say that won't make me cry.
Ooh. I mean, can we get your wife on the podcast? That's not the question. Have you ever fallen asleep at your desk?
Multiple times. Like, recently? More times than I can count. When I first started doing stand-up, I was out until 11 o'clock, and I was in here at 2 in the morning, and I fell asleep every day. It was awful, and I wanted to die. So, yeah.
And here you are. Favorite cheat meal?
Either Italian or a burger.
Okay.
Favorite pro wrestler?
Of all time?
Yeah.
You know what? It used to be Hulkster. But he's kind of a piece of crap now, too. Mm. I always loved Macho Man, too. But when I was a kid, I loved Hulkster. Hulkster, Macho Man, and Ultimate Warrior. Mm. That's three.
Okay. Come up with as many euphemisms for getting hit in the nuts as you can. Right now. Go.
Go.
Let's see. The old Hootie and the Blowfish. The old Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stones. The old Pigskin and the Two Yard Markers. The old Rosin Bag and the old Pitcher's Mound and two Rosin Bags. The old Twig and Berries, the old Meat and Potatoes, the old,
Yeah, I knew you'd come through on this.
Yeah, thanks.
Man. Is that good?
Yeah. Every day at 8 a.m.
The old Diana Ross and the Supremes, you know. It's got to find, if you can find something, always works good.
Every day at 8 a.m., you, producer Nick, and Mike Toomey go on a water walk. I've been on it before, but Ross is dying to know how he can get invited.
Really? We're going there?
Well, you've never been the fourth one.
No, right.
You've only been
I've been a fill-in capacity.
You have to wait for a day when one of the original three is gone.
I've just never even
old
been
old ginger beer over here
really?
Is not around.
I've never been asked.
That's a pejorative.
Well, because we never asked him either. He just fills in for sports.
But I won't. Nope.
I do a great job.
Like, you're doing a fine job.
I'm your 7 a.m. producer. I get nothing.
You can start giving me more time, and then you'll get invited on
more
the
more time for sports?
Yeah.
For what?
What does that mean?
You want more time for sports?
Listen, I know you got to fit 15 different segments and a web video.
Right. You got a hippo video.
Don't even
get
me started.
All right. Well, so that, is there anything we didn't ask or anything else we should have said? But just before we go, do you have any questions for us?
No.
Yeah.
Not a single one.
No.
That's it. You're ready to be done. You want to get out of here.
I told you. I got an appointment. Yeah. This has been a whole hour. Yeah,
what's the nature of the appointment?
What are you getting checked out? It's none of your business.
All right, Pat.
Hold
thanks.
On.
Good luck with your colonoscopy this afternoon.
I have to get one of those next month.
Yeah. Is it your first?
Yeah.
Oh. You nervous?
No, I'm actually looking forward to it.
All right. Love you, Pat.
I
were
just
you
going
to hold on and say you had something to share? Or is that it? We're done?
No, that's it. I got to go.
All right. Thanks, Pat. Bye.
I was glad I was wearing a diaper that day.
Yeah.